Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, this is Stacia Martinsale, French and History graduate from the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, November 12, 1808, the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette made the public aware of missing enslaved persons. Published on the front page was a notice written by Thomas Edgell. He reported the discovery of an enslaved black woman on John Franklin's estate in St. Philip, who identified herself by the name of Sue. Sue was just 5 feet tall and wore marks on her back and shoulders, marks that showed she was African-born. She likely had experienced freedom before, an added incentive to escape slavery. Having not provided the name of her owner, Edgell announced that he was willing to return her once her owner provided proof of ownership. John Welch wrote a similar notice regarding an African male. This gentleman, 5 feet in height and with his two front teeth filed, was found in St. Joseph. He revealed that his owner was a mulatto man who was dead. He was showing visible signs of a recent and severe flogging, which was very likely his reason for leaving the estate. Printed on the back page of the paper was a notice for an enslaved man named Cuffy. He was described as a man of full size with whiskers and a very smooth face and forehead. He was known for escaping and used his long beard as a means of disguising himself. During his past periods of absences, he ventured to other parishes where he constructed and repaired slave homes. Cuffy was evidently an excellent handyman, as he was often also spotted making baskets at Workman's Old Mill. His present owner was offering a reward for returning him of £20, which was evidence of Cuffy's worth as an artisan. It must be noted that Cuffy had many relations across Barbados. These included his sister at Clifton Plantation and a wife who resided near St. George Church. Such relations and the general desire for freedom of movement likely encouraged his frequent absence from the plantation. The catalyst driving such resistance, harsh treatment, previous experiences of freedom, and family ties were brought to light when notices for runaways were published in the Barbados Mercury and Bridgetown Gazette on this day, November 12, 1808.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.